In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So in recent days, each time I turn on the TV and look at the news, or if I go online and decide to read the news, it seems to be all-consuming. We had the horrible fire at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in France. We have all the continued political issues we seem to find in our wonderful country. We also have natural disasters that have taken many lives and also much property. We have this month the unfortunate anniversary of the 20th year of the shootings in Columbine. And this morning, being Western Easter, we woke to the news that over 100 people had died in explosions and that happened at churches and hotels. And we also hear that over 500 more people were injured as well in Sri Lanka. Along with these issues, we also have our own personal concerns, right? We have our own personal anxieties, worries, and our own personal problems to deal with that can also seem to be quite overwhelming at times. And now the church is telling each of us to look at what is not going on in our lives, but instead to focus on events that happened a long, long time ago. We are to focus on our Lord entering into Jerusalem. We are to focus on our Lord's passion. We are to focus on his death and ultimately his resurrection. Why? Because this is the key relationship in our lives. This is the relationship that helps us sort through all the chaos and the fear that we may find ourselves in and that we may find ourselves dealing with as well. Today, as we are entering into another Holy Week in Pascha, let us look to Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem so that we are reminded of the single thing needed in our lives: to follow the one King and Savior of our souls. So this morning, the scripture reading for Palm Sunday begins with our Lord in the home of Lazarus and his sisters. Lazarus, of course, who he raised from the dead just the day before. And the scripture tells us that after the meal, Mary, one of the sisters, took this expensive oil, this ointment, and began to anoint Christ. And we hear that Judas, of course, was upset because it was so expensive, and he believed that they could sell it and give that money to the poor. But our Lord responds with these words. He says, "Let her alone. Let her keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not," he says, "always have me." Again, what our Lord was doing, he was preparing his disciples for what was about to happen. He was preparing them for his ultimate death. But before that happened, he would be welcomed into Jerusalem as a king. The scriptures continue, and we hear, "The next day a great crowd who had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.'" In another version, we hear that people took their garments and they laid them down as Christ came through, and then he got upon a young donkey. First, we see that our Lord is entering into Jerusalem not as a warrior, but instead as a humble king, one who will save us not through force, but he will save us by his sacrifice. And the things they also carried were significant as well. A monk once commented that they carried palms and branches. He says that the branches were most likely olive branches. And he writes, "The palm stands for victory and the olive for peace and anointing." So let us go before Jesus and pay homage both to his power and to his tenderness. As for the clothes that they laid before Jesus, the same monk wrote that we are to lay before Christ all that we have as well, and allow Christ to take them. One could say that this means whatever we hold precious, but also we lay before him our fears, our anxieties, and our concerns, because we are to rely on him, looking to him as the one who defeated evil, but the one who is also tender and the one who is merciful, looking to the one who understands our pain and showed it when he wept for his friend Lazarus, and when he wept for the pain that he saw Lazarus' sisters enduring as well. This is why St. Paul this morning tells us not to be anxious. He says, "Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Father Anthony Conieris once commented about this and wrote, "There are some things about which we ought to be concerned and anxious, but after we have done all we can, we are to cast these burdens, every detail of them, upon the Lord, for he cares for us." If Palm Sunday, Holy Week, and Pascha tell us anything, it is that our Lord and Savior most certainly cares for each and every one of us. All that he did was accomplished in order to give us the strength here today, now, to give us strength to continue moving forward in life. Is it always easy to remember this? Well, no. I am the worst at remembering this. I am one who is often anxious about many things that are happening in my life. But I also need to remember to stay focused. St. Paul ends his epistle this morning with these words, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." We focus by keeping our minds fixed on these things. And what is more worthy of praise and honor than the things that we will witness these days during Holy Week? What is more excellent than what we receive when we follow Christ to Jerusalem and to his glorious resurrection? We will come out of these weeks stronger and with a greater perspective about the concerns in our lives and the world around us. My friends and my family in Christ, this morning we enter into Jerusalem with Christ. Tonight we begin our journey to his glorious death and resurrection. Let us pick up our palms as reminders of his victory. Let us pick them up and cast all of our anxieties and all of our worries on him. Let us look to these honorable and excellent days and find strength and clarity in them and greet our risen Lord together. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.